Revenue Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
Why do telecoms need revenue assurance in the first place? In this, our second session in the Beginner's Guide to Revenue Assurance series, we will tackle one of the biggest and most pressing questions that managers have when it comes to revenue assurance, which is, why should I choose revenue assurance at all? As we've already established, the telecommunications industry is unique. While other industries like banking and manufacturing and retail seem to naturally integrate the integrity of revenue streams into their operational models, only the telecom seems to need to make a specialized function out of it. To begin with, as anyone in the industry is aware, the telecommunications industry itself, for the past decade at least, has been undergoing an unbelievable amount of change in the fundamental way in which the telco is run. The very nature of strategy in telecoms is undergoing a fundamental shift. The strategic planning window that used to be based on years is now executed in weeks. Reassessment, re-rationalization, and realignment of strategies change overnight. The very definition of profit is constantly open for review. So what's been happening? Well, change and uncertainty are epidemic. New technologies, erratic markets, cutthroat competition, and hypersensitive investors are causing telecoms to find that more and more they need a special breed of revenue champion on their teams in order to keep that incredible rate of change. And that special breed is the revenue assurance professional. The problem, in its most basic form, is that the controls that telecoms have carried forward from the last century are no longer adequate. Whereas the CEO's major focus is on margins, marketing, and new products, what they're finding is that the controls and finance mechanisms that they have in place are not up to the task. What is needed is a new state-of-the-art piloting discipline for the telecommunications company, and that's where the revenue assurance discipline is stepping into the breach. There are four clear symptoms that things are not right in the telco risk management world, and we call them the four horsemen. The first one is fraud. Telecommunications companies are suffering an incredible amount of fraud exposure over the past several years. The professionalization of phishing, which is the hacking of telephone systems, corporate cyber fraud, and the professionalization of partnerships in telecoms, make telecoms more subject to fraud than ever before. At the same time, marketing seems to be out of control. We call it marketing madness. Promotions are launched with no clear guarantee of positive margin, and when marketing is involved, nobody's sure what's going on and whether things are profitable or not. As if that wasn't bad enough, promotions and products that look like they're going to make you money in the short term often turn into margin massacres. Things that look like they were going to make you money but turned out to have a very negative return on investment. Interconnect, roaming, subsidies, partnerships, VNOs, all of these new business models create the capability for possible margin massacre. And finally, the classic case for telecommunications company, what we call leakage or operational oops. Millions of dollars earned and then thrown away because operational systems or organizations fail to do what they're supposed to do at the right time. This then is the fundamental challenge of the telecommunications executive. On the one hand, you need to increase the speed with which you launch new products and services. On the other hand, you have to have confidence in the people and the processes that control them to make sure that they work. It's a very simple trade-off, speed versus control. And obviously, if you go too fast, you lose control. If you go too slow, you lose market share. So what is the nature of risk in telecoms? There are three underlying foundational causes of the problems. The first one we call hyper-technology. We have a convergence of technologies. All carriers in all markets are racing to the future at breakneck speed. New telecommunications products and services are invented almost weekly, and each time a new technology is launched, telcos have to reassess everything. Partnerships, technology, CapEx strategies in order to keep up. At the same time, what this hyper technology does is creates a hyper marketing environment. New rate plans, fierce competition. We have carriers that report that they launch up to 400 new rate plans and promotions each month. Trying to keep up with that kind of competitive hypermarketing is a huge challenge. And finally, hyper accountancy. In order to keep up with the new technology assessments, the new profit assessments, the new marketing and new product launches, accounting must constantly reassess how they conceive of what is profit, how they calculate margin, how they do forecasts. It really turns into a perpetual reprioritization and re-rationalization of the entire telecommunications financial model. What happens then is we create a world that we call the revenue cloud, a world where the fundamental concepts of profit and loss, revenue recognition, and margin are constantly being reevaluated. And this revenue cloud then becomes a place where nobody's sure what happens inside because it's so foggy and confusing, but on the other hand, it's where all of our revenues come from. So what it costs is a continuous case of accounting systems lag, where accounting systems can't keep up with the changes, where new technologies don't map to the old business models, and where the basic fundamental approach of sharing revenue streams across different products can lead to an incredibly chaotic environment. What happens is, as the telecommunications manager accepts risk after risk after risk, each individual risk, a fraud risk, an operational risk, a decision to launch a product prematurely, each risk in and of itself represents only a small risk. But when these risks pile one on top of the other, you pretty much create an environment where the landscape is no longer secure. Telecommunication managers live in a world where each of these little cracks in the armor of control make the environment an earthquake zone, where you never know when the ground is going to fall out from underneath your feet. The solution that revenue assurance professionals around the world are developing is what we call the revenue assurance discipline. A revenue assurance team is a fast response unit. They provide a unified approach and a single framework and a consistent methodology to take on risk to revenue in all domains. Revenue assurance makes risk measurable, and the key drivers for the revenue assurance professional are priority, making sure that they attack the biggest risks first, rationalization, making sure that every approach to a leakage or a risk to revenue gives a good return on investment, and finally, consensus, making sure the solutions make sense for everybody involved. So there are four dimensions, four disciplines involved in revenue assurance: revenue operations assurance, revenue accounting assurance, margin assurance, and market assurance. Let's look at each of these in a little more detail. Revenue operations assurance. This is the fundamental old school world of revenue assurance, the leakage management guys. The job of revenue operations assurance is to show the manager in a transparent and proactive way, first of all, where the risks to revenue are. After showing them where the risk is, the revenue assurance operations team shows how big the risks are and let management know if they allow that risk to continue, what the possible consequences would be, and finally, what it will cost to fix it. The second group is the revenue accounting assurance group. Revenue accounting assurance addresses the issue of making sure that we understand that the financial numbers being reported in our accounting systems are actually accurate and verifiable. Revenue accounting assurance provides the mapping of revenue numbers to their actual sources. Another way to put it is that revenue accounting assurance goes into the revenue cloud and turns it into something other than the cloud. Revenue accounting assurance provides verification of settlements, commissions, and claims, and gives management a stopgap against the problems involved in double entry accounting systems that obscure the underlying causes that cause revenue problems. The next dimension is margin assurance. Margin assurance is the process of making sure that every product and service launched has a known, measurable, and predictable margin. Margins, of course, are the things that we are in business to generate. But because of the complex nature of telecommunications revenue streams, because of that revenue cloud, margins become almost impossible to report. So margin assurance discipline provides for continuous monitoring of profits and costs, and most critically, provides management with a way to reduce margin variance. Margin assurance gives management a tool that will make margins more dependable, more predictable. And finally, the market assurance discipline. Market assurance has reaching a lot of attention with top managers lately. When you look at the different risks to revenue that are involved, the risk to marketing is by far the biggest. Market assurance allows the manager to understand and monitor that risk to market. It turns the process of marketing from a voodoo guessing game to a game of hard revenue numbers, hard risk numbers, and a set of marketing controls that put management back in control. So, the revenue assurance discipline gives management, first and foremost, a checklist that allows management to be sure that all the things that should be checked are being checked by the right people at the right time. Second of all, it gives management a scorecard, a way to make sure that all the different aspects of revenue controls along the operational, accounting, margin, and market dimensions are being monitored and watched. And finally, it gives management a steering wheel, a way that they can actually get back in control of revenues and profits in a meaningful and conscious, objective way. The revenue assurance discipline provides management with the ability to consolidate and standardize these operations and put all of the revenue-related risks on the same set of dimensions. In our next presentation, we will be discussing the issue of how. Assuming that we've convinced you that revenue assurance has a value to the telecommunications manager, the issue is, how does the revenue assurance manager actually accomplish those objectives? So that's about enough for this time. Until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.